Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for another day of Tizen Conference, and please welcome Kirill, software architect from Symfony Telecta.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, and thank you for coming. My name is Kirill. I'm software architect at Symfony Telecta. So at Symfony Telecta, we help other companies to develop applications, develop frameworks, extend platforms with new features, and bring these platforms to new devices. We help Samsung, Jaguar, Intel, Vimeo, and TuneIn, and other companies. So also, we work with Tizen. And what I love in Tizen is a focus on HTML5. So you can build HTML5 application, make it installable, and working offline on the platform. And this is actually a huge advantage for the platform, so we can get a huge number of web developers to bring mobile apps to the platform. And when you develop HTML5 applications, then you want to make it faster, have a deep integration with the platform, and you make it hybrid. And I can show you how to build a hybrid application for Tizen. So in the beginning, I would like to make some definitions. What is hybrid, what is not, what kind of applications available, so we can be on the same page. Next, I'll give you a brief overview of several ways how to make hybrid apps for Tizen and explain one of them in detail. And then I'll give you a few showcases of applications we have built in our company, including hybrid app for Tizen. So basically, there are two different types of applications. These are browser apps and installable apps. So browser apps is simply what is working inside of your browser. You open a browser, you type in URL, you press an enter, and you get a content from internet and render it by a browser on the screen. These applications are simply internet sites. They are written with HTML5. When I say HTML5, I don't refer to any specific version of any spec. This is just the latest technologies available today for HTML, CSS, JavaScript, for browsers, so cool features like geolocation, local storages, video tag, input is awesome. So when you develop with HTML5, you develop for one platform. This actually doesn't mean you develop this once and forget about it. It means you develop with one technology. It means you develop with one technology and make small fixes when you deploy it on several devices, on different devices. And the cool thing about HTML5 is based on open standards. And if we take a look at this picture of brief overview of architecture, I believe you have seen this picture many times. So in Tizen, there are two different frameworks on application level. This is web applications framework and the native application framework. So basically, for installable apps, we can develop two different types of apps. The cool thing about HTML5 or browser app, they're based on open standards. And if you have your internet site, then it's probably already optimized to be rendered on mobile. And the next level you go up is you're trying to get additional features from the platform. You're trying to get something which is specific for this platform. For example, some phone book or messaging which is not available on desktop. And you're trying to get these features. And Tizen actually goes further and allows to use these features without additional hacks, without additional workarounds. There are a W3C standard JavaScript API. In addition, Tizen exposes platform API on JavaScript level. So we can just build HTML5 applications and use platform features. Another type of applications is native. So native is everything which is built specifically for the platform. Applications written with C or C++. Why we go for native? Why do we want to develop native applications? Basically, when you want to develop not only for the screen, but for underlying platform as well, when you want to have a broader access to platform, when you want to develop application which uses features, all available features on the platform, which has the deepest integration of the platform, you go for native. You can use C++ open source libraries. You can use all features that are being exposed by APIs. And the combination of these two different approaches is a hybrid application. Hybrid application or hybrid package is a package that contains web application and native application. So you can get advantage from web with the rapid UI development, UI developed with HTML5. You can get a data processing and background from native. You can get additional speed for your application. And hybrid application is not a problem solver. It's always a challenge what to choose, what kind of application you go. It depends on requirements in your projects, depends on feature requirements, depends on skill set on your team. It depends on the performance requirements. And if you want a rapid UI development, if you want additional speed, if you want to reuse open source, if you want to have background, you go for hybrid. And I would like to explain several ways how to build a hybrid application. And in the common, this is very simple. First, you have to create the web application project in IDE. You have to go online, download IDE and SDK, create a web application project using the built-in wizard. It's very simple. It's being done in UI. The second, you create a native service project. So for the native apps, there are native UI application and native application service. Native application or service does not have UI. It works in background. So you have to create that. You can do this in the wizard. Then you have to make a reference from web project to native. So when you build web project, it builds both projects and package them into single package, single application. Also, you have to define the bridge between JavaScript and native, between web and native, build application and install it. And for bridge is a messaging layer between JavaScript, web, and native. So when you have two different layers inside of your application, or you develop two different applications, you have to transfer data between them. You have to send commands or get some callbacks. This is a bridge. And for the bridge, there are several ways how to do this on Tizen. This is message port. This is a WebSocket. I guess it's a pretty known thing for HTML5 developers. And JavaScript bridge plugin, which actually works for old type of hybrid applications or hybrid applications we're making on Android and iOS when we embed web content inside of web view and put this web view into native application. Here we have native application and the web application. So message port is an inter-process communication mechanism available in Tizen. So you can send messages from your application to another one. And in order to do this, you have to define the local port. This actually the message handler or message listener. You will get messaging coming from this port to your application, and you have to define a remote port in your application to send messages back to another layer. So if you want to, for example, send messages only, you don't need local port. You don't need to listen. So actually, there is a hybrid application available in sample apps. It comes together with IDE. You can download the application and try it by yourself. Here's a little of source coding. So on the website, so there are actually three steps. You have to define local port, you have to add a listener, then you have to create a remote port. So for the web part, in the beginning, we create the message handler. the method where we get messages coming to our application. In this case, this is web application. This is written with JavaScript. Later, we create a local message port, and then we add a listener to this local message port. That listener is our on-receive message. Second step, we have to launch a native application. We have to launch application from the web part. Step number three, we request a remote message port to send messages back to native. So on the native side, we have to implement interface dedicated for message listening on the native side, and we have to implement on message receive and method to get messages. Then we have to create a local port and assign a listener to this local port, so our message handler will get actually the messages. And the third step is to create a remote port so we can send messages back from native to JavaScript. Another approach is to use WebSockets. So WebSockets are a very known thing for HTML5 developers. Here in mobile apps, you can use it as well. So you can implement the client side of WebSocket in JavaScript using a WebSocket feature of browsing engine, and you can implement the server side in native. And in order to make these two things, two parts working, you have to implement a handshake. It's not actually very difficult. The advantages of WebSocket, it works on other platforms. So if you have a hybrid application developed on Android and iOS, so probably initially you went for URL shim navigation, where you call a special URL from the JavaScript, so being cached on the native side, and this way you parse data from JavaScript to native. Later, probably, when you got stuck with the performance of this approach, you went to WebSockets, which is asynchronous, which doesn't have a payload limit. And probably you already have a hybrid application developed for other platforms using the WebSocket. Then you can use this approach on Tizen as well. If you don't, then I would recommend to go with a message port. This is built-in and very simple. Another approach is using JavaScript Bridge plugin. So this is for native UI applications. So inside of native UI applications, you can define UI layouts using some web control and embed your HTML5 code inside of that web control. And in order to communicate within this application between JavaScript and native, you can use JavaScript Bridge plugin. It's very simple as well. So the native part is similar to what you had used previously on Android and iOS. You can just get an instance of web control and you can invoke JavaScript method. On the web part, it's actually much simpler than it's done on other platforms. So you can integrate JavaScript Bridge plugin. You can integrate this as object under tag head. And then you can use just a JavaScript method, a Tizen.requestToNative. And you can call a method which is being defined on the native side. When you're done with developing, when you design the business logic, when you design UI, the next step is to build application, install, and debug it. And previously, actually in April, in May, in April, in March, and before, we didn't have a straightforward way to debug hybrid applications on Tizen. It was impossible to debug multi-apps project which has a web part and native part. So what we did before, it was required for us to split up these multi-apps projects into two different projects. So we have one project with web app, another project with native app. We build this independently, we install them independently, and debug them independently. So we can verify most of functionality of this hybrid app, but not everything just because it doesn't come as a single application to the project. So in May, there was added a feature which allows to debug a hybrid application. Here's a simple video. So we have two different projects. It's a web project and a native service application project in IDE. We have a reference from web part to native. Then we start debugging on the web part. We have emulator started. And in the bottom line, you should see the blinking icon. This is Web Inspector, which is being used for debugging JavaScript code. So you can open the source code in Web Inspector and set breakpoints. Then we can go to native project, open files we need, then right-click on the project and go to debugging part, and we see two different options. Debug native application, debug application attach. We should choose the second one. Now we should see the dialog with list of processes available on device, and we attach to our hybrid service. In a second, we'll see a debugging window, regular for Eclipse. So we can just go to source code and set a breakpoint here as well. Okay, the breakpoint is already here. And it will stop. And it stops in Web Inspector. This is the first breakpoint. So the one of advantages of hybrid apps, you can use open source C, C++ libraries. And there are two different ways of linking. That's static linking and dynamic linking. Static linking can be simply done in IDE. You can just go to properties of the project, go to settings, then C++ linker, where you define a library. And you have to add the file itself to the project to folder lib. Another approach is dynamic linking, and it's very simple as well. So simply, you need to get the file path, which is available on the file system. Then you have to get the library object and init object with a path. Then you get a pointer to the function from that library and simply use it. So if you download this presentation from the Tizen Dev Conference site, you can just copy this source code and use it in your application. It just works. It's very simple. So when you develop HTML5 applications or when you develop hybrid applications, usually you have a lot of interaction with the backend. And today, backend exposes APIs as a RESTful API and sends data as a JSON. Everyone knows what is JSON. This is a JavaScript object notation. So information is provided as strings. It's human readable or format, which is easy to debug. At the same time, if you use a message port to communicate between web and native, you can exchange information using a hash map only. And hash map will take a pair of key and value strings. If you need to send a simple value, you just send a string. If you need to send the set of information, some structure or array, I recommend to use JSON. And on Tizen, there are APIs available both in web and native to parse and compose JSON. This is only the basics. There are actually much more and more interesting APIs, more complicated. And if you have hybrid applications development experience previously in your life, then probably you have used third-party frameworks. So today, Cordova and Titanium support Tizen. What they do is, as far as I know, they are wrapping the existing platform JavaScript APIs. I wouldn't say anything new on that, but how it can be useful is when you develop like a cross-platform applications for Tizen, Android, other platforms, you can probably use these frameworks, build application one time, and having this tool to reconfigure applications for different platforms. For game development, there is a Cocos 2D HTML5. It has been ported to Tizen as well. And as you heard yesterday, Unity is going to support this platform. So, basing on my experience working with Tizen, basing on applications we have developed on Tizen, I can share some tips what you can do as a developers. So, I recommend to use a message port as a communication, as a bridge between the app and native. This is built-in feature, no workarounds, no additional work. This is available, and you can start using it. Moreover, you can download IDE, which comes together with the sample apps, and you can find the hybrid sample app and just build your functionality on top. I recommend to implement retry logic to open message ports. Sometimes it may take a time to open a message port. For example, so the message port should be defined as a string, and the string is hard-coded inside of your application. And if you close application or it's being closed by platform by some reason, it may happen that resources are still allocated by platform, resources not released. And you're trying to launch application one more time, and the message port that has been allocated for your previous instance is still in the memory. It happens. And you have to try to open the message port again. Another case is when you're launching a native application from your web application and then trying to open a remote port. It may happen that native application is not started yet. It takes a time. And you're trying to open remote port, which does not exist. I recommend to share assets and layouts between multiple applications in your package. So the package may contain multiple apps. And if your projects inside of package or applications have to use the same XMLs, the same assets, it's not necessary to duplicate them. You can deploy them one time and have a reference, have to use it from another application. And there are some additional work it may be required with manifest. So if you have, for example, multiple apps native project where you have multiple native applications and one application is referencing to other natives, so it is required to specify all privileges in each native project, which is required for this native project itself, and all privileges inside of main project, is because it seems that privileges are not being copied. We faced these issues many times. Also, when you get a project from someone by email or just download it, it may happen that project was created in another version of IDE. And what we face that IDE are changing notations. So it may happen that some values or some parameters have been named in one way in previous IDE, and now it has another name or another place. And when you try to build this application, you get Java null pointer exception, which actually doesn't refer to Tizen, not clear what's going on. So I recommend to recreate the project from the sources. So the case studies, the few applications which we developed in our company. So the TuneIn offers users the ability to listen streaming audio from radios. You can listen it from the website. You can download another applications developed for another mobile platforms. Here's a short video. So for the web part, we have implemented in the as a web application, we have implemented UI and connectivity to the server. In the native layer, we play audio streams and get some technical work with URLs due to specifics of a TuneIn server. So we found that some audio streams with certain bitrates cannot be played in the web. And we found that we can do this in the native project. That's why we use a native audio player. Also, for some maintenance work with URLs, we found it's much easier to do in native side. And it's not so simple in the web part. And also native side, we do some platform checks. So we query platform-related data or statuses, like, for example, network status. This is just can be easily done in the native. So in TuneIn, you can get audio streams. You can get additional information like images and text. You can get your favorite channels list. You can get what is playing now on different stations. Another application I'd like to showcase is a Beacon Protector. This is completely native experience. So this is a face recognition application that restricts access to a whole device or selected applications. So this is completely a native application. It has very small amount of UI. UI is very simple. For us, it was no reason to go native. At the same time, we need very deep integration to the platform to restrict or block other applications. So when we launch application, we can restrict access by password or by face recognition. Here's a way how we train application to store the face of owner of this device. Our original application should work with the front camera. Just for the demo, we did a special build to work to use a back camera. This is alternative way where you can set a password to unlock device. So now we're trying to launch calculator and application blocks the access, so it's looking for the face. The face is recognized and we get back to application. I hope you see how it's easily and simple you can build hybrid applications. So you can just go online, download IDE, get sample apps, get hybrid app from samples, build your own UI, build your own business logic, and hopefully upload it to your application store. So I wish you to develop more good applications, upload them, and be successful. Thank you very much. Happy developing. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. If you have questions, please use microphone. Yes, please.
Thanks for the report. Actually, there is some problem for me. I'm not sure if it is a real problem. There is a web view. If you put this web view into application and you have some link, some shortcut in the web view, and when you click, there is a native sound of Tizen. Do you know that?
So you're developing native UI application and you're embedding web content inside of web view.
Right. And on my HTML page inside the web view, there is some shortcut. And the problem is that I cannot get rid of this native sound click.
I see.
So the question is if it's possible or not.
Personally, I don't have experience to... I didn't face this issue by myself. Also, we are getting updates on software for the device very often. It can be dependent on the version of software you have. Second, I can guess that this is actually the web engine that's been used by the platform. And you're using just a browser, and all features are built in. I wouldn't like this behavior as well to have in my application. Hopefully, it can be fixed later. As you know, the platform is not like finally released. And if you develop hybrid application, I would recommend to define web application and native application service. This is the approach I recommend to go for hybrid, and you will not have the issue you're getting with embedding a web content. This is a little more work, but this is the proper, and I think in the future you will get much more benefits choosing the right way. Okay, thank you very much.